And 10:08 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today. Our meeting at Muswellbrook, and Dwayne Dowell is there. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, how's the day at Muswellbrook doing?
Beautiful day, Sean. Not a cloud in the sky. Looking for a top temperature of 31. So, geez, we haven't had too much spring weather, have we? It's just going straight to summer. It wasn't that long ago. It was very cold, but 31 today, and hopefully there's some rain coming tomorrow by all reports, so hopefully we can get 10 or 20 mil. That's what they're predicting for us, which would be great for our track and some other race clubs, you know, top of the coast as well.
Have you had anything recently at all?
We had 19 mil two Fridays ago, and they're predicting a similar amount for us. So hopefully we can get it, because the track certainly, the grass has jumped out of the ground once we got that 19 mil. You can't beat the stuff out of the sky, Sean. Oh. It's a fair bit better than irrigation, that's for sure.
Too right. So today, the rail, where's that?
We've got a 6 metre rail, Sean, from the 1280 to the 300. Then the cutaway applies. That is the same position it was last race meeting.
Right.
They didn't mark it too much last race meeting, so we've elected to keep it out there, and we'll be racing on a good four. May get an upgrade. It is. We've tried to keep the sting out of it, but it's very difficult this time of year, obviously. But hopefully, with a good cover of grass, it should be good pads for the horses to gallop on.
All right. Good on you, and good luck. Let's hope there's more rain tomorrow for you too, Dwayne.
Yeah. So me too. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne Dowell at Muswellbrook, 10:10. Gary Harley's going to find the winners today. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, lovely day. What do you say, about 30?
31.
Yeah, 31. 2 inches of rain or 50 mils predicted in Newcastle on the coast tomorrow. So let's hope it spreads to the harbour.
Yep, too right. Now, the first there today, a maiden, 1,500. Number one, applied, 23. Two, a rain, 41. Red Contest, 41. 4 Go Gas, 41. 5 Who Called the Cops, 151. 6 Friday, $5. 7 Voyages, 250. Number 8 Brave Matty, 31. 9 Dogger to Fury, 21. 10 Hot Dreamer, 81. 11 I'm Fluent, 270. And 12 Shades Mar, $9. Favourite narrowly, 250. Number 7 Voyages.
I like I'm Fluent. Jenny Graham down from Port Macquarie. Aaron Bullock to ride. Got a bit of a tricky draw, but I think it can overcome that draw from the 1,500. There's a long tail here. There's a lot of horses at big odds in this race. And there only looks to be three or four chances. So I've got On Fluid on top. It's run second its last three at Kempsey, Taree and Taree again. What I think with this mare, the I'm Invincible mare, should be much, much better on a bigger track like the one today. And she was only beaten a length at Kempsey to feed the speed, 3/4 of a length at Taree, and beaten a noser ahead at Taree prior to that. So her form's very, very good. Last start, she chased home really good after a wide run. Number 7, second pick, Voyages. Voyages has had 12 starts without winning. He's pretty short. Greg Ryan's had a mammoth day yesterday at Dubbo. He's riding. He's got a good barrier, this fella. Trained on the track by Steve Gleeson. He got beat 3.5 to Never Listen. He's on a very quick backup. That was at Scone on the 9th of September. So what have we got today? It's the 16th, so that was a week ago. He was outside the leader near the turn up there the other day. Ran on okay. Was never ever going to win or run a place. Prior to that, first up, Mr. Hustle, who goes well, beat him out of sight at Muswellbrook. I think he's under the odds. And as I just said a minute ago, it's a pretty ordinary lot. Number 6, for Lathe, been grinding away at Newcastle and Wyong. Got beat 6 and 4 its last two. I think I beat 2.5 at Wyong to St. Louis Sunrise, July 23. You'd have to say it's down in class. And number 12, Shadowsmar. It's got a place out for John Van Overmeer. 11, 7, 6 and 12.
Race 2, Archie Barber, 4.20. 2, nothing too hard, 2.15. 3 out. 4, Silent Jack, $4. 4, 2, Duxardi, 3 out, 5.50. 6, Dad's Blaze, 17. Number 7, Master of the Turf, 31. 8, Cobb and Co, 61. And 9, Prescott, 17. The favourite, 2.15. Number 2, nothing too hard.
Now, Sean, he needs pace on it. He gets good speed in the race or good tempo. He'll run over the top of them, nothing too hard. But he's a horse that gets up to a mile and a quarter, mile and a half. But today, he's first up over the 1450. But he needs, you know, he needs a bit of speed on. His last trial was outstanding. He only got beat half a length by that smart horse at Kim Warzerno in the trial on the Beaumont track. He's first up today from April. He run fifth in the morning and over 2100 at Tamworth on Cup Day, beaten two lengths when a near favourite. He does go pretty good fresh too, but he's a better horse than these. And he just needs a bit of speed on. He'll settle back in the field in a field of eight. Another good ride for Aaron Bullock. Number four, Silent Jack. Showed a bit of form last start. Run second to Ensa Guider at Scone. Got beat a length. Was on the speed all the way. Running second to the turn. Tried its heart out. Prior to that first up at Scone, it needed the run. Be all the better for that run. He's a definite chance. Number five, third pick in the race. Two Ducks Hardy. And you know what? He's had a bit of racing. Since the 4th of August, this will be his sixth start. So in the matter of about 5 weeks or a little few days more, he's had six runs. He got me 3.7 to Dad's Blaze at that Cessnock meeting on the Beaumont. But a couple of his runs before that, he only got beat 2.5 to Paul O'Parche at Wynal. Cosmic Rain runs second. The winner won on protest. But that'll be good enough to win this race. So it's my third pick in the race, and number one, Archie Barber. Grant Marshall's taken the blinkers off today, put a nasal strip on. He went terrible the other day at Kempsey. He led at the 400 and ran last, beaten seven lengths, but he is better than that, and he is a leader. 2, 4, 5, and 1.
Okay, so I was just looking, Aaron Bullock, since he's come back this year, this season, he's ridden 35 winners, but aside from that, he's had 128 rides, and 95 of them have weighed in the first five.
Yeah, that's true. He's had an enormous start.
Unbelievable.
To the season, a flying start. And, looks like it'll continue with winners again today, but he's very, very determined, and because he carries a bit of weight. Aaron, watch this. Nothing too hard, just 59.5. The one in the first has got 57. I think about 56 or 56.5 is his weight. But he had a long break and came back at the end of last season.
Nice
and
hungry.
He's firing on all cylinders, right. No doubt about that.
Now the third, 1 and 2 out. 3, Cassidy Rain, 81. 4, Dubai Harbour, 290. Number 5, Vermont, 240. 6 out. 7, All Too Sassy, 23. 8, 9, 10, 11 out. 12, My Poster Girl, 81. 13, Swizzler, 6. 14, Typhoon L, 61. 15, Win the Flag, 10. 16 out. 17, The Spruker, 650, and 18, Stellar Ardens, 41. Favourite, 240, number 5, Vermont.
Another good ride for Bullock. Brett Kavanagh trains this. Brett at Crestfield and owned by Crestfield, Bruce Neal. He's had four starts running to 1/3. You'd have to say he's been disappointing. He was trained elsewhere, I think, this horse. His last run was at Scone on Cup Day on the 10th of May. He got beat 4.5 by King's Champ, and it goes really good, that horse. Gerald Ryde's got it. He led that day, but he was gone at the 200. Now, Kavanagh's in trial, and that's what Kavanagh's caper is. He gets them ready with the track work, and they back him first up. I think on a couple of his runs, he'd be very, very hard to beat, especially that one at Scone. So I've got him on top, Vermont. Dubai Harbour, it's another one I think was in another stable. It's now with Peter Clare at Musselbrook. It's trialled at Gosford back at the end of April, hasn't been seen since. Ran fourth at Wyonda Romilet one day, beaten about 5. Same Chill Rosé beat him at Hawkesbury. Those runs, you know, aren't probably as good as anything in this race can do. And he did trial very good before a spell. Gay and Adrian may have had him, but I'm only guessing. Third pick in the race, number 13, Swizzler, for Luke Thomas, the local trainer. He said one run back, Swizzler, and that was at Scone when it ran last on the 9th of September. It was always well back, and it struggled in that race. Prior to that, when he ran fifth at Hawkesbury, only beaten a couple of Bonanova's Dream. He's at another one where he wasn't far away at Wyong. So you'd think at his best form he can run a race here. Well, she could. She's a Swazi mare. And number 15, Win the Flag, could run a place. 5, 4, 13, and 15.
Now the fourth one, Bombassay, $1.75. Two, Dante Alexander, 15. Three out. Four, Mr. Z, 7. Five out. Six, Adia is 31. Seven, Chicken Charge, 126. Eight, Fonts, 21. Nine, Fuse Magic, 26. 10, Harbour Lass, 41. 11, Mary Magpie, 360. 12, Minor, 101. 13, Air Presumptive, 13. 14, 15 out. And 16, Sassa Jeans, 101. Favourite, $1.75. One, Bombassay. Another one for Aaron Bullock, Chris Lees.
Yeah, I think there's only the two hopes here. One and 11, Chris Lees and Paul Perry. Bombassay trialled terrific Bombassay the other day at Gosford. There was only six in the trial, but it was running 30. Matthew Storrs trialled it, dragged it around for 2 litres into the straight. Wasn't pushed out, just hands and heels, and he went to the line full of running to get up and win the trial. He only had 3 runs. He ran third to Tom Bolo, who goes pretty good at Tamworth way back in April. First up in a race, Chris Lees has got him. By Rossay, and I think for the good barrier, certainly be hard to beat. Mary Magpie tipped it the other day. I thought it was very disappointing, actually. That was in a much stronger race than this. That was on the Beaumont track, and Clary Connors is mare for Jerry Harvey. Magnificently won the race. Princess Siri, who's got good provincial form, run second. This horse got me five. I thought he was entitled to finish a lot better. But he does go all right at the Brook. He run 30 to Moon Panther, beaten 3/4 of the length, 2 runs back. And third, it's going to a Chris Lee's predictable miss, 3 runs back. So if she produces her best, she'll test the favourite here. One to beat 11. Number four, Mr. Z, another one of Chris Lee's. On debut, trialled at Gosford, didn't do a lot. I thought it was only average. But there's not many chances in this. And number eight, Fonts. It could go all right on its home track for Steve Gleeson. 1-11, 4 and 8.
All right, race 5, the class 1. 1 Myers, the Brinker, $8. 2 Nakar, 10. 3 Steamboat Sally, 340. 4 Magna Lane, 11. 5 Mr. PK, 420. 6, 7, 8 out. 9 Well Decorated, 14. 10 Brixton Town, 750. 11 Volt of Power, 23. 12 out. 13 LBD, 750. 14 Bushy's Crumpet, 41. 15, Are You With Me? 41. And 16, Gasila, 41. Favourite, 340. Number 3, Steamboat Sally. Kate Cowan on board. She rode a Group 3 winner in New Zealand, you know. Yes?
Yeah, she's a Kiwi. Yeah, rides good.
She does. Claim 2 and very light. 49 can ride.
Yep, rides good. She'll get plenty of opportunities. Mate, I think I'm very keen on Steamboat Sally. I'm not sure who had it before. Pride or one of those top Sydney trainers. But it's had 1 run for Cody Morgan. We'll go back to its last prep. Got these 4 lengths to a very, very smart European stayer called Attorney, who's with Matthew Smith. That was at Newcastle back in June. It only got beat 2.6 to a City winner, Romantic Whisper. Won a go at Adrian's in May. And it runs second to Loved One, one of John O'Shea's at Newcastle. And Joiny run third. Joiny had beat these out of sight. This horse ran second, only beaten a length back in May. Since it come to Cody, I thought it trialled extremely well beyond Jim Dealer at Scone in August, and he produced it on the 25th of August at Musselbrook. It led and drifted to the middle of the track when they straightened up, and I thought it went enormous. Stampede Warrior run over the top, that got beat about a length and a half. I thought it could have finished much closer than that. And it gave up the rail on the home turn, which turned out to be not a good idea. I think it'll win. Number four, Magna Lane. It was pretty good at Scone. Beat Roman Candle and Rukel up there, one of Snowden's. Umby nearly 2 lengths. I can't understand why it's double figures. I think it's got a, you know, second pick to Steamboat Sally. Damien Lane's got it. Jake Holder ride. Number 13, Ella BD. The Jason Addard and Lucy. I thought it went good when it ran third. I think it was the Beaumont track. We'll have a look here. It was behind Royal Eclipse, the smart horse of Alan Denham's. Goes pretty good, Royal Eclipse. And only got beat 1.9. Midfield, a good ground right up along the rail. Bucko did that day. He's on it again today. And I reckon it can definitely run a place. And Mr. PK for Chris Lees. It won at Kempsey the other day. Didn't beat much, but it won. It's a top four chance. 3, 4, 13 and 5.
Race 6, 1 Roy's Command, 320, 2-0 to 10-31, 3 Evangelist, 13, 4 Libyan Pearl, 6, 5 Western, 18, 6 Raziel, 19, number 7 Night Spun, 10, 8 out, 9 Chihuahua, 650, 10 Villarica, 850, 11 Subway Surfer, 10, 12 Sunday Swindler, 14, 13 The Debater, 26, and 14 Yada Yada, 34, 15 out. Favourite 320, number 1 Roy's Command.
It's a very open race. I think he's the one to beat. Got a wide alley. He's part owned. Well, he's owned, part owned by Todd Owlett, the trainer's uncle, Max, and Paul Tomlin. He's won four races. He's got 61 in a wide alley, but he's probably, well, he is the class runner of this race. His last run was on the 18th of August, so he's had nearly a month off. That was at Taree. He drew a terrible alley there, too. He got beat about five lengths. Come from 14th at the 800 to run sixth. Scone, prior to that, he got beat about 3.5 at Ludnam last, and he won at Taree 3 runs back and ran second at Tamworth. He's very honest. He'll run a big race. Libyan Pearls, Ross Dawson. I don't, you probably don't know Ross, but we go back a long way. He was a good greyhound trainer in the days he lived at Newcastle. Ross, well, his father, I think Ronnie was the main greyhound trainer, but Ross had a lot to do with it, and he moved to Taree, and he's made a, you know, a good success out of training the gallopers. Her recent form's not that great, but she's much better than that. She only beat three lengths at Kempsey to Mr. McElroy, and he won in the last day or two up on the North Coast. I thought she might be second pick. She can go forward. Third pick, number 9, Showata. Reared badly at the start last start, missed a kick 4 or 5 lengths. Still got beat about 6. But his form last time in was good enough to give it a chance here. And number 6, Raziel. Last start winner before a break. And that was at Tamworth back on the 5th of July. 1, 4, 9, and 6.
Race 7, 1 Hidalgo is 225. 2 This Will Do is $5. 3, 4, 5 out. 6 Proudest Moment, 41. 7 out. 8 Sparks, 34. Number 9, Star Raider, 310, 10 out, 11, No Dreams, All Hope, 31. 12 out, 13, Cunning Garlash, 950, 14, Mon Petit Fee is 21. 15 out, 16, Algeroba, 26, 17, Dart Street, 23, 18 out. The favourite at 225, number 1, Hidalgo.
Yeah, Louise Day's going to ride. In a lot of the publications, they didn't have a rider, but she's ridden him before. She don't claim up. He's the best bet of the day, this horse. He should be too good for these. If he comes into the yard and looks fit and ready, he'll beat him. Because back in the end of December, he beat Lifetime Quest, a good city winner of Chris Lee's at Scone, and beat it out of sight, beat it by nearly 3 lengths. Went to Tamworth, run second of Savini, just beaten. Went to Gosford, got beat a head or a nose by Sturismo, and come back to Newcastle and run second, 3 quarters behind Fink. 3, last run in the prep on the 9th of March. Any of those runs would win this by 3 or 4 lengths. Any of them. Trolled brilliantly the other day on the Beaumont track. Nashra Willa rode it, and Fair Dick and his arms would have been sore for a week. And just got beat in the trial, and do you think he didn't have a hold on it? Strangled it. As I said, he's got to look all right in the yard, but he's got terrific speed. He's either led or run second all the way in all his last 4 runs. Last time in, I think David Atkins, who's having a great trot, Dave. He trains him. I think he put him down without a trial. But this time he had a trial. And Louise knows him. And I think he'll be too good for him. He's the best bet. Number 9, Star Raider, was very good at Moree for Chris Lee. He was a huge tip the day he was scratched because of the wide barrier at Scone. He's only had the 1 run. He won me 3 weeks up there. He's pretty smart, but I don't think he can beat the top weight. But he's a horse, you know, on the way up. Number 2, This Will Do Us, trial good for first up, and 13, Cunningham Lass. Now, I know this, that the stewards have said that Greg Ryan and Cunningham Lass, if need be, can ride a kilo over. Mm-hmm. And back to the Debater, race 6, number 13, Dan Northey, if he's a little bit heavy, he can ride half a kilo over on it. Best bet of the day, mate, race 7, number 1, Hidalgo. Well, we've got a few minutes, Sean. I've got to tell you about this magnificent Newcastle Cup Carnival coming up.
Yep.
Friday, Saturday. The three group races on Cup Day, the Sharp Electronics Newcastle Cup, 200,000, the Australian Bloodstock Cameron, and the Yarraman Park Stud, the Mitchells, Tibby for the fillies and mares. Mate, Chris Lees could have five or six in the Cup.
Gee.
He had four or five accepted in the Wyong Cup, but a couple of them were emergencies. So I know our candidate's going there, and he'd be the best of them, and he's a very smart horse. Kim Waugh said that our century's going there. Waller and Gale have runners, no doubt. It's going to be a huge 3 days, and we got the Oakford Club the day before, which I've been the MC for about 30 years, and very fortunate. We got John Massara as the guest speaker. John Massara, AM, the owner of Arrowfield, of course, and the former boss and chairman of the Racing New South Wales. We've got the Calcutta after that. It's going to be a massive 2 days. Saturday's Lady Day, about $10,000 worth of fashions and the field prizes. Always a great carnival, mate, and all the top yachts and the top trainers and top horses will be there.
Yep, that'll be fantastic. That's this weekend.
Yeah, mate, this weekend, definitely. And your old mate, Robert Thompson, as we know, won the Cairns Amateur.
He won three cups up there.
Yeah, he won the Townsville, then he won the Cairns Cup, and then the Cairns Amateur, all on the one horse.
Yeah.
200,000 bonus to the owner, Tommy Headley, who used to have a lot of horses with Robert's father, probably 25, 30 years ago, and he's got a lot of horses in Queensland, but RT's decided to go to the ocean. He's deep sea fishing today for a few days before he returns at the end of the week to ride at Randwick Saturday. Rang me this morning, actually, said we're just putting the ice in a little drop of a few little bottles in the ice to go fishing and to celebrate the win.
Good on him. He's an absolute, he is just a legend.
Yeah, 4,424, I think it is now.
Goodness me. No, he's just he's an amazing athlete. That's what he is. Absolutely amazing athlete.
He said to Tull Sky after the race that he was thankful for Racing New South Wales to granting him his licence again for this year. I think he's about 62, Rob. Well, why wouldn't you grant him his licence? He's riding as good as he ever was.
Yeah.
He's got no fear. No fear, so he might as well keep going.
Yep, do right. He just keeps food and winners.
What else are you going to do? Milk the cows?
Yeah, and go fishing.
Yeah. Righto, mate. Good to talk to you, and I won't talk to you again until the Cup Day at Newcastle on Friday.
All right, good on you, guys. Look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, I think we can find a few there today, so stick with us.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley at Musclebook. It's 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. We update news and sport now with Jamie Rogers.